is your own time.
7:52, and we're saluting Joliet all day today on WGN. And now to talk about a brand new feature, a brand new place to go coming soon to Joliet. It is Ron Romero, president and founder of the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66. Ron, when is opening day?
Well, we're still doing build-up and renovation. We're going to probably try to get to a soft opening this year and then have grand opening next year, hopefully at the top of the year, just about tourism season when that hits, probably early spring.
I saw the video you posted from Joe Mantegna, who's now an ambassador for the museum, and a lot of people don't know Joe was in a rock and roll band in his younger days, wasn't he?
He was. He was in a band called the Apocryphals. Funny thing is, he's been watching our progress, and he reached out to us and said he'd like to get involved. And he says, I don't know if you know this, but I used to play in a band. And I said, the Apocryphals. And he said, you remember that? I said, yes, of course.
You're the one.
The founder of the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum. I know stuff, right?
Yeah. And so the idea behind the museum is to showcase some of the great performers, including radio people based in Illinois. Is that it, Ron?
It's everything Illinois, despite the name being rock and roll, having a name or the words rock and roll. It has everything to do with blues and jazz and country and DJs and radio stations, everything musical from the state of Illinois.
And at this point, I know that you're looking for a little bit of help from the community. Folks can become charter members right now. Tell us a little bit about that and the benefits.
We've been very fortunate. We've gotten we've received great response from the community, including tradesmen and everybody else helping out. But people can help out by becoming members. They could donate. Sometimes people have artifacts that they'd like to donate as well. A lot of the information can be found right on our website. Please reach out to us, and we'd like to get you involved.
Talk about that website a little bit, because there are lots of goodies there, and I know some of them prepared and produced and edited by our pal Lou Hinkhouse, who's such a great talent. Let's direct people there and give us an idea of what we can see.
So when you do go to the website, there's everything from, first of all, the very first page, there's a photo montage of a lot of musicians from Illinois. Some may surprise you. There are links to Illinois. There's links there to become a donor, to become a charter member. Charter membership has such great benefits. We've got some local discounts at restaurants and stores and things like that. But you also become a voting member to the Hall of Fame when you become a charter member. On the page, there's also links to educational videos, and including one that I have to mention was the last known interview with Clark Weber that a young interviewer named Bob Surratt did for us, and we won an award for that as well.
Yeah, that was a treat getting to talk to Clark and reminisce about his career. And also, a few years ago, we went over to the old Chess Studios to interview Gene Barge. Remember the old rock and roll song, Quarter to Three? They mentioned U.S. Bonds, mentioned Sweet Daddy
Absolutely.
Gene. It's Gene Barge, who's got great tales from Chess Studios. And that's posted on your site, too, isn't it, Ron?
It is. If you go to the website under education, you'll see those videos. There's pieces on there about Cheap Trick and Sticks and a lot of chess history. It's all over the place, but they're great, great pieces. Again, produced by Lou Hinkhouse.
Give that web address again.
Sure. Road2Rock.org. It's RoadToRock.org.
We anticipate the opening and can't wait for the Illinois Rock and Roll Museum on Route 66. Ron Romero, keep us posted, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
Your hometown. Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions at WGNRadio.com/your hometown.